The type of work we envisage that would be done under the safety and verification would be to conduct hazard analyses for missions. One of the things that would flow from that, of course, would be insurance needs, as well as whether, in fact, you can authorise that type of flight. One of the main areas would be, overflying, largely populated areas would be one of the things where hazard analysis would come into play in a big way. The sort of acceptable risk statistics that we would adopt are very similar to what applies in the aviation industry, and it's the magical 1 by 10 to the -6. If it's less than that, the chances of there being a mishap are very, very remote. And of course, the insurance aspects associated with that are also equally low. If you start finding that a particular launch trajectory has a much higher potential for injury or death of people on the ground, then you'd either not authorise it or require such massive insurance requirements that it's the equivalent of not authorising it.